It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good day to you around Hawaii and, of course, across the United States and internationally listening to us. We are at the 59th Mid-Pacific Open at the Mid-Pacific Country Club in Lanikai. There are five flights playing today, from the championship flights to the senior flight and the B flight. The contestants, they're a determined bunch. They want to get around this Seth Rayner-designed golf course that hasn't suffered the encroachment that many of the other courses have in the populated areas, like at Wailea Country Club. So this Seth Rayner course is absolutely beautiful. It's in gorgeous condition. The greens are turtleback. That means they flow from the top down, and it's easy to lose your ball on these greens. They're fast, with the east and northeasterlies blowing some 15 to 25 miles an hour. It's been a frustrating contest, with most battling against this course on their own, not against their competitor. Well, at the Masters this past weekend, the winner, Jordan Spieth, had his buddy, his playbook confidant, working with him. What was their strategy?
We kept our head down. We stayed focused. The way we did it was, the beginning of the day, I texted Michael this morning, said, Michael, I want to get to 20 under. I want to get four today. I want us to be focused on that. Then when we got out there and Phil had dropped a shot or two and Justin was in second by one or two shots, I said, all right, well, let's still strive for, you know, to get to four under on the day. But we also want to do that. I almost wanted to then shift and play match play and just say, all right, I'm one down to Justin right now. Let's play against him, see what we can do to get back. And that kept my head off of anything else that was going on, the lead. And once we got to 16 there, you know, that's when it started to kick in, that we were getting close to the finish line, and, you know, other thoughts started to come in. But unlike in the past, in the distant past, say a year ago, this time, you know, I was ready to make those putts.
Bill Roberts, Billy the Goat, as he's known, is going to join us in just a few minutes here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club for the Mid-Pac Open. You can find him at 808golf.com if you'd like to read his commentary. During this, we've got two flights right now. The championship flight, mostly amateurs, Kyle Supa, Andrew Chin, Brent Grant, they're all in the lead today. Tomorrow's the final round. The winds forecast to be even stronger. Today, they're going up against winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. The professional fight is led right now by Bradley Shigezawa, Corey Oride, Nick Mason, TJ Kua. Nick Mason's won many times. He's a strong competitor. One of our top professionals in Hawaii from the islands, a Punahou High School graduate, as well as after going to the USC San Diego turning professional, Alex Ching went on to the PGA Tour Latino America. Then he qualified for the PGA Tour China. These are expansion tours. See, the PGA of America, the PGA Tour, is creating around the world different events to funnel players into the PGA Tour. The PGA China expansion tour has 12 events this year, 13 events altogether. They've already played one. They played at Mission Hills. It was the Buick Open in China. Both tours are under the PGA Tour wing, the PGA Tour Latino America, the PGA Tour China. The PGA Tour is growing the game, and as you know, it's really important because the Olympics are being played next year, and that brings golf front and center stage across the country, across the world. Alex, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
You have a really cool opportunity, Alex, to enjoy golf in China and in Hawaii, of course, while having Outrigger Resort, your title sponsor, taking care of you. No worries about money.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's excellent. You know, with Outrigger Resorts, be wearing their hat and to be just have their name across me, it's an honor to represent them.
Now, the idea, of course, in China is that if we can grow the game there, we have a significant population to pull from. The golf industry needs more golfers. Even though some courses in China have been closed, and we need to be quite honest about this because there's the faction of the Chinese government, the communist government of China. They think of golf as being just for the elite, and there's a separation of the very poor and the very rich in China, and the Communist Party doesn't like that. Nevertheless, they do acknowledge some courses. Mission Hills, for instance, as a golf destination, the Chinese government likes it. There are many other golf destinations in China. They, the Chinese, definitely want to grow the game. They want to have Chinese players at the Olympics. They want to give them the experience to get there to play for their country. There's a lot of guys from around the world, though, playing on the PGA China Tour, just like yourself, Alex.
Oh, yeah. Golf has been growing so much, and especially in China. They're building so many courses, you know, throughout the country. And these courses are beautiful courses, very modern, and they're putting a lot of money into it. And so, you know, we're, you know, it's great to get there and get to the golf course and, you know, have this beautiful practice facility and great golf course to be able to, you know, play.
Yeah. Now, you've been playing on the PGA Latino America Tour. You've been playing on the PGA China Tour now. What's it like, now that you have Outrigger Resorts behind you, taking care of your expenses, It must be a huge weight off your back.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's excellent because, you know, it's tough as a, you know, touring pro. You know, obviously, web.com and PGA is the ultimate goal.
Right.
But, you know, getting to that stage is tough. And, you know, we like to talk about it as in, you know, baseball terms. You know, China Series is essentially like the minor leagues. And, you know, you're not getting paid a lot, and you're not, you know, it's hard to stand on your own 2 feet. But, you know, with Outrigger Resorts helping me out, it's just been, you know, outstanding because, you know, a little bit of the stress is taken away from me, and I can concentrate more on golf. And, you know, also, I mean, to be part of such a great company, you know, to be wearing their hat and to be just have their name across me, it's an honor to represent them.
Outrigger Resorts.
Exactly.
Getting behind you, because I was looking at the purses, and I got, you know, on Google, calculating, so 1,200,000 won renminbi is $193,000.
Right.
And you split $193,000 amongst the whole field. You don't walk away with the whole, what's the winning purse?
The winner takes away about $35,000. So it's not bad. I mean,
it's
not
bad.
Right, exactly. But, you know, there can only be one winner. And so, you know, 65 guys are making the cut. And so, you know, it gets paid out. It drops off pretty quickly after fifth place. So the ultimate goal, you know, is to finish top five at the end of the year on the tour because, you know, they get their web.com card for the next year. And so that's the ultimate goal. At this point, you know, it's about money to make a career out of it.
Sure.
But it's more as a stepping stone to get to the next level.
Absolutely, but you've got to have the money to
exactly.
be able to make those. I mean, do you have a swing coach?
I do, actually. And, you know, Dean Wilson lives in San Diego, and he's been, you know, a tremendous help since
he's
I graduated.
Also in the field?
He is also in the field, yeah.
Today
good Kaneohe boy.
Yes.
And he's just been nothing but, you know, helpful to me. He's been such a great mentor, and I've just been honored to, you know, help. Work with him. And, you know, he's taught me a lot. I've learned so much about the game of golf just through him. You know, experiences, he's traveled through Asia. He's been around the block. And he just knows it, you know, from the in and out of golf. So, you know, my game has grown and it's taken some turns, ups and downs. But, you know, for him to have me, you know, working with him has just been awesome.
Hey, that's golf. We watched Jordan Spieth have some downs last year.
He's certainly on some ups, though.
But now he's on the ups. No, that's just it. That's how it is. That's
yeah,
how you play. And
exactly.
You got to take advantage of those ups and keep going. Do you have a caddy who travels with you?
I don't, you know, just because of cost. It's,
yeah.
It's too tough. And, you know, so going through China, when I get there, you just hire a local caddy. Most of them don't speak English, which is fine because, you know, I don't know them, and they don't know my game. So they carry the bag and just walk right next to me. And, you know, it's great because...
They do have some local knowledge, I imagine.
They do, yeah, yeah. And they, you know, they try and share it here and there. But, you know, English is tough. So a lot of hand gestures and a lot of pointing. But,
yes.
You know, it's we manage.
Are you working on your Chinese a little bit?
I'm trying to, you know.
Thank you and what have you?
My dad is actually I'm half Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to get, you know, some Mandarin, to come around, but, you know, it's tough.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Such a tough language.
It is a tough language because it's completely different from what our language is based on. You know,
right.
It's not a Latin-based language by any stretch of the imagination, nor Germanic. So but it must be fascinating being in your home, I mean, your genetically home country, you know, and feeling and seeing and experiencing. I can't imagine a better way to get there. You know?
Yeah.
It's really great. So you're at the Mid-Pac Open, folks, and we're overlooking, and Tim Dietrich, the general manager of the Mid-Pac Country Club, Mid-Pacific Country Club, has the most amazing view. Can you imagine, you know, if you got to retire and work here, wouldn't that be okay?
Yeah. Be okay, yeah. I could deal with it, I think.
You know, the driving range is now, like, oh, we'll hit some balls over there for a little while. What's it been like playing Mid-Pac Open? It's always tough.
This year has got to be the toughest. I mean, I got here on Monday and played a practice round, and the greens were firm, the greens were fast, and, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like on Sunday. And, you know, Jason has done such a good job, the superintendent here.
Yes, Jason Amoy.
Yeah, he's done such a great job, and, you know, guys are battling out there, and, you know, all the guys came in on Thursday, and we looked at the leaderboard, and everyone was scratching their head. Bradley Sigg is out. How did you shoot 7-under out there? And I went up to him. I was like, hey, were you playing Hawaii Kai Par 3? Or, you know, because we were playing a completely different golf course than you. But, you know, that is just incredible golf out here because, you know, the greens, like you said, the greens are turtleback and they're sloped. And you have to, it's just like the Masters. You have to hit it in the right spot and,
otherwise,
you know,
you're dead.
Otherwise, you're dead. You know, if you miss the green, you're, you know, you're hoping for a par. And so it's a good test, and it's, you know, it's nothing to, it's tough.
Alex Ching, your tee time is at 7:50
yes.
Hawaii time?
Yeah.
It's just in a few minutes. We could talk. Outrigger Resort is now sponsoring Alex Ching on the PGA China Tour. And this is really exciting. And the part of the idea is to expose the folks in China to our local aloha spirit and have them come. And so many are starting to come over. Do you get to interact with the local folks much?
Yeah. You know, there's quite a few people out there. They're also broadcasting every tournament on, I think it's CGA or China, whatever the main China
television.
Yeah.
Network
is. And so, you know, it's great to have the Chinese love golf. It's amazing how much golf has grown in the country.
Fantastic.
And, you know, they're really going full speed into golf. And, you know, it's just great to, you know, be a part of it.
Awesome. Yeah. Alex Ching, I better let you go. What do you still need to go warm up? You've already done all that, right?
You know, I tried to warm up before the show, so I could try to get some more things going. But I'll head back out there.
Well, may you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Thank you, Alex Ching. We're going to take a break and come back and talk with, you know, there's another big tournament happening here in Hawaii, and Michelle Wee. Did you go to school at the same time?
We actually grew up together.
You grew up together.
She's a year older than me.
Yeah, she's over there at the Lotte at Ko'olina right now trying to had an off day, on and off. It's tough when you get that, you almost hole it out of par four, and you just see one more rotation would have taken the ball in, and then short putts you can't make. You just have to forget it.
Yeah. Golf is a tough game.
Thank you. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Also by Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. and by Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount. Acura of Honolulu at 3251 North Nimitz Highway, just townside of Airport Hotel. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And are we back?
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property, guard, and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, grip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And we are at Mid-Pack, Mid-Pacific Country Club, the Mid-Pack Open. This is the 59th playing of the Mid-Pack Open. I just want to let you know, if you're on Maui, you need to get over to the Kapalua Golf Academy because they have a demo day from 10 until 2. That's at Kapalua Golf Academy, 10 to 2 demo day. We've got the local qualifiers coming up, too. The United States Golf Association 2015 USGA Hawaii qualifiers. Really exciting. So get your game together. They'll start in May. We've got the most amazing leaderboard at the 2015 Mid-Pack Open. I'm looking forward to talking with David Carey about Outrigger Resorts and their decision to sponsor Alex Ching on this PGA China Tour, because this is really exciting. Alex Ching is a great ambassador. He grew up with Michelle Wee, and look, Michelle Wee is playing on the other side, on the leeward side of the island, but it's also gusty over there. And Matt Haas is going to join us to talk about just what it's like over there. Coordinator, Tour Media of LPGA and Sumitra Tour. The Sumitra Tour is doing something really cool this weekend, too. They've got the young Sumitra, it's like the road to the LPGA. So they're like the AAA players, and they're trying to get onto the LPGA. And they're playing with let's bring him on right now so he can help me, because my brain just lost the thought. It's these stars, like Nancy Lopez is playing with these young kids. It's really great to see what's happening on the LPGA Tour. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me, what is happening over the Sumitra Tour playing with the...
With the Legends Tour.
The Legends. Thank you. I was thinking of the Hall of Famers, you know, because most of them are, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of Hall of Famers in that field. It's a really cool event, the Chico's Teddy Berg Memorial, to where a four-round event for the Symetra Tour, and then the final two rounds, which is today and tomorrow, the players on the Symetra Tour, the top 50, are playing two Symetra Tour players and one Legends Tour player. So they get to walk us beside some of the greats in the game, like you mentioned, and Nancy Lopez, get some advice, watch them play, and hopefully have a good time out there.
Oh, they'll have a good time. Oh, and they're going to learn a lot, too. I love the Golf Channel was showing some interviews today, and one of the players, I'm not going to say who it was, because I think it happens to everybody, she said if they could only take, she gets frustrated because her game's not what it was, and it's kind of hard to play and to practice and what have you, because, you know, you know what you were capable of, and you just can't bring it out. She said if only she could just count 14 holes, because, like, by the 16th hole, you start thinking about, you know, well, what am I going to cook for dinner tonight? It's concentration and focus, and that must be hard. What are the conditions like? What's it been at the Lotte? This is the final round of the LPGA Lotte, sponsored by Hershey.
Yeah, this week's been a little bit windy, but I think the players kind of expect for that coming out to Coalina. I mean, everyone you talk to says during the lead-up to this week, they've just been practicing for the win. They know when they get out here, it's going to be a little bit windy, and they play for it. And, I mean, you can look at the scores, 12-unders leading, so apparently they're doing a pretty good job with it.
Well, the leaders are amazing. I mean, we have five women from Korea, South Korea. Are they still at the top of the leaderboard?
Yeah, that's correct. Final group with Se-young Kim, I.K. Kim, and Invi Park that goes out at 12:05 today. I mean, what a group. You know, they've combined for, I believe it's 16 or 17 wins on tour, and, you know, two of the three have won this year. It's just impressive. I mean, that should be a great group to watch. And then you got a couple other groups right behind them going to have to post some low numbers to catch them. So it should be some exciting golf out there.
No, it is going to be exciting. Well, you talk about low numbers. I mean, 204 is what Se-young Kim, S.Y. Kim and I.K. Kim is just one stroke back. And Invi Park, she's dangerous. You know, she can be behind by three strokes, and all of a sudden she's ahead by five. She's got one of those putting strokes that for a while just you could count on it when she won those three majors that year. It was phenomenal. Ai Miyazato's game's coming back. And then we have the Americans. And it's interesting, Paula Creamer, Christy Kerr, Morgan Pressel, and Michelle Wee. Two of them, Paula and Morgan, aren't necessarily known for their length, but it is working in the wind, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially with those Americans you mentioned, their ball striking is just off the charts. You know, you come out and watch one of them strike the ball, and it's just beautiful to watch. I mean, and someone like Christy Kerr, you look at her poise and how she handles herself in the wind. I think that's something that a lot of amateur golfers can take to their game, just how focused they stay over every shot, and how if they have a bad shot, they just regroup onto the next one and looking to take it one shot at a time. I mean, it's pretty cliche, but if you actually apply it to your own game, it's actually pretty darn helpful.
Yeah. Now, Michelle Wee is she is eight strokes back, I believe it is. I don't have the exact number in front of me because our internet connection, mine went down. Do I have that? Michelle Wee is 212. She tees off at 11:28. I was watching her on television. Golf Channel has it during prime time on the East Coast, so it's kind of midday in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she'd hit beautifully, and then other times she was having a rough day.
Yeah,
did she talk about that after the round?
Yeah, that's golf. You know, sometimes you're going to have some good holes, you're going to have some bad holes, but she seems pretty poised. She always comes into an event with a game plan, and she tries to stick with it throughout the week, no matter how far back she is. So hopefully it works out today. She makes a couple birdies and strikes a little fear into that final group.
That would be nice. That would be great. And I'm going to close with Sandra Gall, because Sandra Gall from Germany wrote a very interesting piece that I retweeted a couple days ago about men and women parity when it comes to the purse, looking for a way to get women the same amount that men get when they walk off with the trophy. the purse on the LPGA Tour has definitely improved substantially. She was talking about having a men versus women, the top men versus the top women. That was an interesting concept. I thought it was kind of exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Sandra's been blogging for USA Today all year. She definitely has some very interesting takes, and I think a lot of takes that a lot of players out here on tour agree with. I mean, I know Paula this week was talking about having an event at Augusta and what that would mean for the women's game. I mean, really, it's just getting some more exposure for our girls out there. And I mean, people like Sandra Gall and Paula Creamer and Invy Park and Aimee Azzotto, they're just all great role models. I mean, they're great people to watch if you're an amateur golfer that's not quite a scratch like myself. And you can learn so much from just watching these ladies play. I mean, it's really impressive. And, you know, they're so fan friendly. They're so willing to interact with people, especially young kids. So it's just a great event to come to, and hope a lot of people come out today and make it a great final round at Coalina.
Is there a lot of food to be had? If I get hungry, can I find food?
Oh yeah. They got quite a few booths set up. I've tasted a couple of them, and it's pretty good. It's definitely worth a trip to the food stands out there.
Yeah, good, because, you know, that's one of the things. When you go to Coalina, there are not a lot of options. You got to know that there's water and food.
Yep, exactly.
Well, it's good. Thanks for jumping in at the last minute. Really appreciate your time, Matt Haas. I hope we'll talk again.
Yeah, absolutely, Danielle. I appreciate you guys having me on, and appreciate your support of the LPGA.
Absolutely. We're going to get back to the Masters in Hawaii right after this. We're going to talk to a gentleman who blogs as well for 808golf.com. He's Billy the Goat. So if you've ever wondered who Billy the Goat is, and he says that Mid-Pacific Country Club is possessed. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own scores, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Hey, and welcome back. Speaking of the last day, LPGA is the last day today. This is their final event round today at Ko'olina. And so if you want to go see Michelle Wee play and win, you got to go today. And here at Mid-Pac Country Club, this is moving day. That's what Saturday is. And I just wanted to interject quickly that they've changed the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's not going to end on Monday next year. It's going to go back to its original Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday format. It had been a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday format because of the sports and all the things that they're going up against. But they've decided to go back to the traditional, and I think a lot of it has to do with probably the players saying, you know, it's really hard going from a Monday finish, jumping to the Sony Open, because then you don't have any time for downtime, for getting travel time, for all things. And Golf Channel has a lot of equipment to move really fast and do huge setups. Anyway, that's the story. We're at the 59th playing of the 2015 Mid-Pack Open. This is the Masters in Hawaii. It's only one of only two 72-hole tournaments that are played in the state. We're down to two, the Hawaii State Open and Mid-Pack. Okay, so the Mid-Pack Open, it's hot. We had yesterday the champion on the senior flight was determined, or is that today? I have with me right now Bill McRoberts. He's the writer for 808golf.com and the pseudonym of Billy the Goat. He's a member of Mid-Pacific Country Club, and I really want to thank you. You know, you and the whole members. I'm going to talk to the president of Mid-Pacific Country Club, Wayne Mao, about that. This is really cool what you do here at Mid-Pack. So, Bill McRoberts, welcome to the show.
Appreciate that.
It's absolutely my pleasure having you on today, because when you write about things, you put a little bit of a different sort of, not your traditional golf writing.
I would agree.
So as I walk into this gorgeous office overlooking the Ko'olau and the very gusty winds, and those coconut trees are definitely telling us what way the wind is blowing. It's out of the east, basically trade winds, about 15 to 25 miles per hour today. You told me that you thought the course was, what was it you said about the course?
Well, I was saying that the there's the Mid-Pacific Open Alien Possession.
Possession. You did use the word possession.
I did.
Yes, and possessed by aliens, no less. Now, you know, I looked at him like, what in the world are you talking about? This course is always hard. Tell me what brought you to that conclusion, that is an alien possession.
Well, it's one of those things where you take, a five handicap, for instance, and, you know, he gets on the first tee and takes a 14 and blows three balls out of bounds. Now, that has nothing to do with the greens being fast. That has nothing to do with much of anything other than you must have been possessed, you know.
Okay, so this is a guy, true five handicap?
Yeah.
Okay,
A flight.
A flight, okay. And was he the only one?
No, not at all, not at all. One of Pat Ledgerwood.
And he wants his name right out.
Oh, he wants it. Yeah, he's the incoming president for Mid-Pack Country Club here.
Okay.
And on number 12, which is my home hole, you know, he was right in front of the green. He uses his putter. He puts it up to where he can drop it in with just a tap in.
Yeah.
Right. So he saves par, and it's like, wow, what a deal! He gets up on the next tee, first shot, OB.
Oh my God!
I think he took like an eight and a six on the next three holes, and this is a very good player.
Wow.
So you're sitting there and go, okay, that has nothing to do with the greens being fast or anything. It has to be with it. There's got to be an alien that possesses these people, and it moves from player to player, you know? I'm convinced that's what that is.
Well, when you know, I mean, even I, because number one at Mid-Pacific Country Club, it gives you the idea that this is going to be an okay course. Because, you know, you're standing on the tee, and it's an elevated tee, and you're hitting straight. You know, I got to the center of the green, not that far. I mean, center of the fairway, not that far down, you know? But I got to the center. So the idea that people were on the top on one and not making it to the, that's pretty amazing when they're that good.
I was
surprised. We have someone who's really good, and he's tied for third starting this moving day at the 2015 Mid-Pacific Open. We're in Lanikai. If you'd like to come out here, it's a great opportunity for you to check out this beautiful golf course and just walk this course, enjoy the course, afternoon. Enjoy some meal in Kailua Town. It's beautiful. Or go to the beach in Lanikai. At the top of the leaderboard, we've got Bradley Shigezawa, Corey Oride, Nick Mason tied with TJ Kua. TJ, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Didn't we just see each other just the other day?
It feels like
you. I mean, you've gotten really comfortable at the Aloha Golf Center. That's your world now.
Yeah, they brought me on board as one of their instructors and also helping them run some things.
Yes.
And they do a really good operation there, so I'm really happy to be with them.
What I think is cool is that they bring in all the things from Asia and the mainland. They go to all of the plants, all of the cooking. You know, what does Nike call it? The I can't remember, the oven, right? They come from all, and they go to Asia, all these amazing pieces of the pie that put together the club that you're using. So you're really in touch with all the newest and the best equipment. You get to play with it first.
I guess we fool around with them a little bit before other people do. but yeah, Joey's a big guy on going to Japan and getting the best of the best. As we know, some of the best chefs out there are made in Japan.
Exactly.
And that's his whole thing. He likes to go there, test them all out, talk to all the distributors, all the manufacturers, and get the inside info on it.
Has your set changed a lot since you've started getting exposed to so many different things?
Yeah, well, I've met with the Mira president about a year and a half ago, and he was kind enough to bring me on board and help me out with some golf clubs. So I play Mira Iron.
Awesome.
And then I know I've been rotating through some shafts a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
And your game, I mean, how much time do you spend practicing?
Not as much anymore.
That's what I thought.
Very little, yeah.
And when you work in the industry, you don't practice that much.
Oh, yeah, very rare.
And so I was thrilled. I went, TJ, wow, that's awesome. How are you getting around this? Bill McRoberts says it's like a course possessed because people with really good handicaps aren't able to, you know, get it. They're going out of bounds. What's your strategy, if you don't mind revealing?
I like to think of it as strategizing. I just think my way around a golf course, especially not fully comfortable with the way I'm striking the golf ball. I need to make sure I'm missing in the right spots and then also getting my chance for par if I end up hitting a bad shot here and there.
Okay. Missing in the right place. How do you figure that out?
The way I like to explain it is if we're given a shot, we got to assess. If you know, the pin's on the left, we don't want to be left usually, especially when the greens are this firm. So if I'll aim 10, 15 feet right of the flag, if I pull the trigger and I feel something's a little bit off, I'm going to just tug it a little bit and get it to go right instead of trying to save it and go left. That's just how it goes. It's real quick and I've done it a lot already this week. It's been really stressful.
Well, let's laugh. Maybe. Now, how about these turtleback greens? I mean, I don't know about Jason Amoy making them. He makes them really fast, and then the wind dries them all out. And then what are they running on the stimp meter? Do you know?
I'm not too sure. To me, they're probably running around 12 already. And this was from Wednesday. He's been ready to go since Wednesday, and we've been, you know, just gritting our teeth the whole way through and just hoping we get through it.
And hoping that his pin placements aren't even more devilish this weekend.
He's been nice so far, but we'll see. I know he has some tricks up his sleeve, so.
11.5. I just got word that it's running 11.5 on the stem meter, and that's 12.
In the wind, it's 12.
Yeah, is the wind moving the ball?
You know, not as much. I thought I'd have to play more wind out here, but a lot of the greens are protected, just except for a few of them. So the wind doesn't throw the ball off very much.
TJ Kua, awesome talking with you. And may you hit the sweet spot every time today and get that ball striking down the way you want it to be. It's awesome talking with you. And
thank
it's great
you.
At Aloha Golf Center seeing you there. You can always take a lesson from this man at Aloha Golf Center. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely a pleasure. So we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back and talk some more with Bill McRoberts and the head pro here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. His name is Mark Souza. We'll be back after this. And we also have Wayne Mao checking in so we can thank the membership for opening up this gorgeous golf course to all of us. You can come. There's no charge. There's no charge. You can come and walk and watch. Watch how these guys strike the ball. And they're not all terrific. You know, I'm looking out on the driving range. There's the B flight and there's the A flight. You know, you don't have to worry about not being able to relate to some of these championship flight kids and some of these professional golfers. They're people that you can watch and see how they make it away and around mid-pack. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the 2015 Mid-Pacific Open at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. The professional flight leader is Bradley Shigezawa. And as Alec Ching said earlier in the show, he went over to Bradley and said, are you playing like the Hawaii Kai Par 3? Because we're out here struggling and you're like, he shot a 65. You know, he's 10 under after two rounds. And with the conditions at this course, the dry conditions, the gusty winds, Corey Oride, Nick Mason. We see Nick Mason on top of the leaderboard a lot here. TJ Kua was just here. Garrett Okamura. Kevin Hayashi. Does Kevin ever get old? I don't think Kevin Hayashi is ever going to not be contending. Then there's Parker McLaughlin and Ryan Acosta and James Blair and Eric Maitrie, Sean Maikava, John Ellis. A lot of guys come from the mainland. Dean Wilson, of course, is in the mix, too. Alex Ching, Alika Bell, Larry Stubblefield, he's playing, too. Another one, he's, you know, also never going to get old. He went from an 82 to a 69. Now, can you imagine shooting an 82 and coming back? Not giving up. Never give up. We're going to talk right now with Michael Kawaharada, who's been playing here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club since, was that 1983?
It's a long time.
You're the tournament chairman.
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been tournament chair?
Since 2002.
2002. Boy, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Somebody told me you're the heart and soul of this tournament.
I don't know if that's true or not, but we try hard.
You do?
Yeah, in 2002, we were paying out a total of $36,000 to the professionals.
That was the purse?
That was the purse. Today, or this week, we're paying out
$74,000. Wow.
We've been able to grow the tournament over the years, and I'm very happy about that.
Absolutely. That's a huge accomplishment and in not the greatest economy. I mean, we went through a period in 08 where, you know, no one would have thought that everything was going to come out growing, and you've done it.
Well, we were able to hold our own
for
the years. We've never reduced the purse over the years, and we have some really good sponsors. They can all look at the sponsor board and most of these guys have been sponsoring Pro-Am teams, which is the heart of the tournament, really.
The Pro-Am?
Yes, because that's where we raised the most money. And they've been coming back to the tournament year after year after year.
Fantastic.
And, so I really appreciate all the support that we get from the various businesses in town.
Yes, absolutely. Not just Kailua, but just around Oahu, right?
Yes, they're from all over the place, actually.
Yeah. So you play every year. So that's the thing. A lot of tournament chairs that, you know, they're working so hard. The idea that, you know, my goodness, I'm too tired. But you have the strength, the fortitude, the determination. I'm really impressed.
Well, the reason I play is because over the years people complain about the greens, complain about conditions. And I always tell them, look, I've been out there.
Yes.
I haven't made the cut in many, many years, but that's okay.
Now, I like that because you can say, I've been there. I know where you were, and you can't tell me that.
Yes. And when they say number eight was really bad yesterday and we're really having a hard time and the pin was in a bad place, I made a par yesterday, so
yes.
I can't complain.
Bravo. That means you were playing super good. Jason Amoy, he's, you know, often like, but he's accustomed to making championship conditions.
Yes, he is. He was the superintendent at Wailea for a number of years before he came here. And when he first came here, he wanted to talk to me about the Mid-Pac Open. And I told him that, like in earlier years, the committee may have talked to the superintendent about making things easier, putting the pins in easier positions, et cetera, et cetera. But I told Jason, look, this is the deal. I'm the chairman of the Open. If you give us a championship course, I'm not going to interfere with what you're going to do. And I haven't done that. And he's really put the course in great condition.
Yes. Yes. It's an absolutely fabulous condition. And he always challenges the players to play their best.
Yes, he does. And, you know, one of the great things about the tournament is that we allow the A and B flighters to play. And this is the only time, I think, in a lot of their careers that they will ever be able to play on a course that's conditioned in this fashion. And I think that's the great thing, one of the great things about the tournament.
Yes, that you have an opportunity. There's the A and B flight plus the champions and the professional flight.
Yes.
And it's, and the senior flight. Now, the
yes.
senior is going to be determined today, right?
No,
at the end.
Yes, we made a change this year.
Ah, that's why I'm all wrong.
Yes, well, what really happened was that we were able to raise a little more money this year. We haven't raised the first place purse for professional flight. But what we were able to do is we've raised the purse for the senior pro flight. That encourages a lot of the older golfers, like myself,
yes.
To come and play.
Like Kevin Hayashi.
Like Kevin Hayashi. But the difference is that they're going to get $6,000 for first place.
Awesome.
And
yes.
they're able to double dip, but they have to play for 4 days.
Okay.
And that's changed.
That sounds fair to me. It's great. And I was looking at Casey Nakama making it on the number and Lance Suzuki.
Yes.
You know, they're still Dave Eichelberger, Lance Takeda. You know, they're Larry Stubblefield. Larry going from an 82 to a 69.
That's a great round.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
And I wanted to ask him, what happened on the 82 day? And how did you fix yourself and turn yourself into a 69 day? That's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
That is. Yeah. And, you know, these are the legends of golf in Hawaii.
Yes.
And it's one thing that I wanted to do, and Wesley Wiley also agrees that we really wanted to see if we can take care of a lot of the legends in Hawaii, and that's one of the reasons we did that for the pro flight.
That's awesome.
Pro senior flight.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Michael Kawaharada, really cool talking with you. You are just an inspiration. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle,
yeah,
for coming
awesome.
Out every year.
Absolutely. This is home. I'm at home.
Okay.
I have coffee, I have pastries. What more can I ask?
Okay. We'll talk to you later, Danielle.
Thank you, Michael. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quicker response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual-clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in Sport Plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're having a great time. 2015 Mid-Pacific Open, and it's much because of the membership of the Mid-Pacific Country Club. And on with us now is the president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club, who opened the doors and let everybody in. I mean, this is Wayne Mao, president of the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. We're having just a blast because we're talking to Alex Ching. You know, Outrigger Resorts is now sponsoring him on the PGA China Tour. And he said that Bradley Shigezawa must have been playing the Hawaii Kai Par 3 because he's so far ahead of everybody, and they don't know what course he was playing because the conditions were so hard. And then I was looking under the championship flight, and I found Joshua Mao. He made the cut, tied for 14th. Congratulations, Dad.
Well, thank you. I had nothing to do with it. Other than to give him a roof over his head and food on the table, but he's worked really hard. So hopefully he has a good next couple of days, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and we're looking at the winds, 15 to 25, increasing to 30 tomorrow. So keeping that ball low is going to be the real challenge, and the conditions are dry, you know, and firm and fast, exactly what the USGA likes. So it's actually perfect. But, I wanted to talk to you about how the members, you guys must make a decision. You men and women must make a decision. You open up not just for the 2015 Mid-Pacific Open, like this is the 59th playing, but you've had the Jenny Kay, and I'll be back next month for the Jenny Kay. Also, what is this, the 61st playing of the Jenny Kay? Or it started in, I think it was 55. Your members deciding to open up the doors.
Right, and I think that's one of the really cool things about the membership at Mid-Pacific Country Club. They embrace tradition, and they really believe that allowing the public, as well as there's a number of members that are playing in both golf tournaments, they really enjoy sharing the golf course with the other member, fellow members, as well as people of the public. And I think it's a special thing.
It is. You know, because you guys, you don't get anything out of it, and you give up your playing time. How much time do you lose?
I don't even can calculate because, you know, the golf course basically is used for the whole week for the golf tournament, whether it's practice rounds on Monday and Tuesday, then you have the pro-am on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have a full field. Saturday and Sunday, some of the members and volunteers are able to sneak out after the tournament is over, but and then they can experience the tournament conditions that Mike Colorado was talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a gem, you know? I mean, having him as your tournament chair, He's an amazing person. And what he said to me, I think you heard this. I asked him, you know, most tournament chairs don't play because it takes so much effort to get it all together. And he said, I play because I'd have members or people come to me and complain about the conditions, and I can say I've been there.
Absolutely. I think his other co-chair, Vincent Yim, also played this year, and Vincent tries to play every year. I think they were both overcome by the course conditions and as well as their responsibilities. And I think the other co-chair of the tournament, Dr. Paul Glenn, he's also playing in the tournament too. I'm not sure whether any of them made the cut, but it's great that they get a chance to play in the golf tournament as well as they are the key people that run the tournament. For the past 15 or so years, they have a number of volunteers. When we have tournament meetings, the room is filled with just members that support the tournament, that chair various committees, and then you have the volunteers, the members that are volunteers. They come out for 4 days and they spot, they are spotters, they're scorekeepers. This year with our association with the lower section PGA, we have live scoring, and the live scoring is really a neat feature. I have a day job, so I was tracking my son during his play during the tournament on the live scoring website. So that was a great thing. And checking out all my friends and so forth, and I just sort of chuckle because it looks like the course was in very challenging conditions, and it looks like. A lot of the members, they always comment that they've never played this golf course before. And even though they play it every weekend, right, kind of thing. But the way Jason sets up the golf course, they hardly ever see it in this condition. So it's like playing a different golf course altogether.
It is like playing a different golf course. And by the way, Paul Glenn did make the cut.
Oh, great.
In fact, I noticed because Dr. Glenn... I've known Dr. Glenn, so I was looking to see whether he'd had there. It's like, there he is. He's you know, right there. He's right there on the cut line. Who cares?
making the cut is the key for this golf tournament. Yeah, the goal is to make the cut, and then you can do what you can to move up the leaderboard. But making the cut is the key.
Excellent. And you know who blew away this course yesterday and just walked into the room? Bradley Shigezawa.
Oh, yeah.
He's a 65 and a 69. And his tee time is soon. He's going to join us on the air and talk about the last 2 days of play. So do you mind? I really thank you, Wayne Mao, for calling in. And I want to thank you for acknowledging all of the people, the volunteers, and all of the people who make the Mid-Pack Open, the special event that is. Thanks so much for being on the show.
You're welcome, Danielle. You have a great day.
Thank you. Aloha.
All right. Aloha.
And Bradley Shigezawa, I mean, I got to tell you, Alex Ching, he was on the show earlier. His tee time is before yours. Because you are in that driver's seat right now. And when they talk about sleeping on a lead, you're 65-69, 10 under. He said to me, I couldn't help but walk over to him and say, hey, Bradley, were you playing the Hawaii Kai Par 3? And when the rest of us are just like blown away by your performance.
Oh, my, thank you.
Yeah. What was your, do you have a caddy? Do you have a game plan? Are you playing on your own?
I don't have a caddy this week. For the past few months, I've been playing on the Gateway Tour in Arizona, and we got accustomed to just no caddies and just kind of playing on our own. So just kind of doing my own thing. And this week I'm not doing anything special. I think I'm just taking what the course gives me. And albeit it is a very demanding golf course out there. If you kind of just play along with it and, miss in the right spot, there is a number out there.
And that's, it's really wonderful to hear you say that. On the Gateway Tour, did it prepare you better? I mean, you've played the Mid-Pack Open for years, right, since you were a junior golfer.
Yes, I've
first time I played it must have been either in intermediate school or in high school, but actually I haven't played it since because of, you know, being away in college, so I haven't played it in some 4 years or so.
But did the Gateway Tour prepare you for the more challenging setups?
Well, actually, it's a little different out there on the Gateway Tour. You're playing somewhat, I want to say, a little easier courses, you know, and then albeit in the mainland, we don't have this kind of wind every day. So in the Gateway Tour, it's a little different golf. You're playing courses and you're just trying to absolutely light it up. But I think what did prepare me was playing every week. It got my game sharp.
Yeah.
I'm not accustomed to this, but this is the first time that I've put myself through a full season of golf, or maybe I'll be at a full 3 months of golf,
yes,
you know, playing every week.
Yes.
You know, you just don't get that in junior golf, and even in college, you don't get that kind of schedule. So, you know, putting myself in a weekly competition scenario, you know, done very well for me.
Excellent. Yeah, I wonder where you take your game once you've gotten it honed after 3 months. What do you do next?
Well, you like to just keep it up, but
yeah.
unfortunately, just the time and the money just kind of sometimes limit you in what you want to do and what you can do. So unfortunately, after this, I'm going to have to take a little break, and then, you know, kind of plan my way from here. And then,
yeah. What are your goals? What do you want?
Well, in my situation right now, like many other golfers, we're trying to make our way into some kind of tour. So that's through Q School. So I'm gearing up for Q Schools in the summer.
Awesome. That is fantastic. What is your game plan? Do you have a game plan for today? When I was listening earlier to Jordan Spieth talk about his game plan, and he decided there was a number he was going to shoot, and it was going to be like match play against his opponent that he was playing with and paired with.
Well, I don't think it's wise to compare anyone to Jordan Spieth or what he's capable of doing.
That's good.
But no, I don't. I try to stay away from thinking of numbers or anything like that. Just because of I don't know what the course is playing like, and I don't know what Mother Nature has in store for us. You know, Hawaii, you never know what you're going to get with weather. So, you know, you just got to go out there and just save as many strokes as you can. Just play the best you can on every shot. And that's really all you can do.
Awesome. I'm really pleased to meet you. Really glad to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to, I hope, talking to you as you make it to Q School and on tours and make your dreams come true. That's what it's all about.
I hope so. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And may you hit the sweet spot every time.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. We want to, first of all, acknowledge the stations, KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM Honolulu, KGU-AM Honolulu, KONI-FM Lanai City, KTOH-FM Kalaheo. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5 Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnovic.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the first tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Daniel Tucker.
And one of my sponsors that I really want to say thank you to is Poipu Bay Golf Course. There's a 10:40, an 11:40, and a 12:50 if you'd like to play. I wonder if it's as windy as it is on Oahu, on Kauai. It says pretty much, yeah, it is. We're going to have a partly cloudy day today, brief showers, mainly morning. Leeward side mostly sunny, but it's just basically going to be about 85 degrees today, with the trades 15 to 25, increasing tomorrow to 15 to 30 miles an hour. This weekend is TLX Lease Loyalty Weekend at Acura of Honolulu. Current owners of the 2005 or newer TSX or TL get $1,000 toward the lease of a new 2015 TLX. That's current owners of the 2005 or newer TSX or TL get $1,000 toward the lease of the new 2015 TLX. You'll knock up to $30 a month off your monthly lease payment if you act now. And more good news, you can combine this special $750 military offer and the college graduate $500 bonus with this program for compound savings. Visit Acura of Honolulu's new location, a quick left at Paea from the west side, or a left after Ohohia from the east side. It's right next to the Airport Plaza Hotel. That's on Nimitz underneath the viaduct. All right. Today at Poipu, in addition, the Kauai Junior Golf, they're playing, and Pitney Bowes. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And that's certainly what we hope everybody is able to do. We're talking with Mark Souza. Mark was just about to join us a few minutes ago when Bradley came in. Bradley Shigezawa is the leader, 10 under. And 10 under is like, well, Corey Oride had six under, Nick Mason, and TJ Kua, 5 under. One of the things that they all have said to me is taking the course as it comes. You know, and even though Mark Souza, our head professional, you teach, and when you take the course as it comes, what Mother Nature gives you, what does that mean?
Okay, basically what it is that you got to take into consideration, I think, that the wind factor, the speed of the green, the speed of the fairways, So you got to play accordingly, and put that in your thought process when you tee it up on every hole.
On every hole,
right?
Yes,
exactly.
With every shot, actually.
With every shot, too.
Yeah.
And you got to stay present. You can only control the shot that you're hitting at that time. You got to forget about the past, and then the future will come. But the only control you have is on the shot that you're about to hit at that time.
You know, that's the hardest part for me for golf.
I think that's the hardest part for everyone. I think, but the winners, I think, can do that. The players, the golfers that can really focus in there. And if you talk to some of them, and they said, how can you concentrate when that plane was flying over? And they didn't even hear the plane or you know, a car,
yeah,
or traffic or a siren or something like that.
The only thing probably would be like an explosion.
Right.
That might. That could throw you off a little
right,
bit.
Maybe.
So, what's on your mind? I saw you have.
I just wanted to thank all the people that supported our Golf for a Cure, which is the University of Hawaii Cancer Center, and our club hosted the tournament on March 29th, and at the end of everything, we were able to raise over $14,000, and presented a check to University of Hawaii Cancer Center. And I just wanted to really thank all the people that supported the tournament.
That's fantastic. And Golf for a Cure, is that an annual event that's at Mid-Pacific Country Club?
Well, this was our inaugural event on March 29th. And we're going to present it to the board, and I think we're going to move forward and make it an annual event.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
All the money stays, I mean, all tournament charity events, but it's such a great cause.
Yeah, and the money does stay in the state of Hawaii.
Yes.
So for the University of Hawaii Cancer Center. So it's a great cause, and I believe our club is going to continue on with this golf event.
Far out. That's excellent. Another question I have about the tournament is, if somebody's listening in Florida right now, is it possible to be, you know, I just got a note from the pro shop, Nick Mason's on. So, no, he's coming up? Oh, okay. I thought he'd be on the phone. I'm sorry. That's part of live radio on location. One never knows what's going to happen next. Can somebody who's listening enter this tournament?
Absolutely. Well, like we had it on March 29th. We're going to present it to the board of directors next week and get a date for our next fiscal year. And we'll put it on the calendar, and we definitely will get the date out to the public. And it is open to everyone who wants to play in it. You do not have to be a member.
Right. People who are visiting, you know, it's a chance to not only do good, but to have to be able to play this course.
Exactly.
Right. You know,
exactly.
It's a very nice idea for a destination. And also, can anyone listening, like Nick Mason, who's not, he went to school here, he went to Lelehua, but he's not living here. Can guys from the mainland come over here and play in this tournament?
Absolutely. We're looking for a date in March again, probably next year. So if they're...
I mean the Mid-Pac Open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's because that's, I think it'd be really good, a good test for some of the guys that play, you know, professional golf to come to the islands, and the purse has gone up so nicely. The guys have really worked hard. You know, Michael Kawaharada, the tournament chair.
Yeah, and as Mike said earlier too, we're able to raise the purse, and the larger you get the purse for the golf professionals, it starts to attract these golfers that are on these gateway tours or the
mini tours,
right? The mini
yeah.
tours, right? So it becomes. It becomes a good test of their golf.
Exactly. And a little vacation and make me pay for it with a little earning here.
Right.
The how are the any rules decisions that you've had to? I know you're doing rules this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, correct. Basically, there wasn't anything really major. We did a couple ground under repair rules because our maintenance shop is considered ground under repair, and they weren't sure how they play that, some of the golfers. And other than that, the course is in great shape, and that's what really makes the rules committee's job a lot easier when the course is in such great shape. You know, I mean, you know,
it's clear
where
cut.
You hit it, you know, you play it from there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everything is very obvious exactly how it is. Now, when Nick comes up, of course, we'll take him. Just I don't know when his tee time is, but it's got to be pretty soon. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. I haven't talked to him since he won the Pearl Open. Now, we also have Wesley Wailehua here, the executive director of the Aloha Section PGA. Welcome to
Danielle.
The show. Oh, hi. Here I am. Danielle's here.
Hello, Nick Mason.
Hey, Nick Mason. How are you?
Hey, Danielle. How are you?
I was just saying, I haven't talked to you since you won at the Pearl Open.
Oh, yeah, it was a long time ago.
I know, and I've been trying to reach you to have you on the show and talk to you, catch up with you. So give that guy your phone number or something.
I will. Absolutely. I will, definitely.
So what's it like being back in Hawaii and having the wind blow at you 15 to almost 30 tomorrow?
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even look, to tell you the truth. I just expect it. So, I mean, I love playing in the wind. So as hard as it can blow. I mean, the greens are ridiculously fast. But, I mean, he's got them perfect, so they should be fine.
You know, is the wind affecting the ball when it lands on the green?
Oh, yeah. It absolutely is. Anything downwind, downgrain, you have to be able to land it short. I mean, the wind does everything to these greens. I mean, they're dry and fast already, and, you know, a 15 to 30 mile an hour wind doubles it. So it's it definitely you can use it to your advantage in placing it where you can hit into the wind, which is nice to be able to stop it. But most of the time, yeah, it's just way more difficult with all that wind, but I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at your, you know, 71-68, really steady. What did you do better yesterday?
I had a better start yesterday. You know, I made a big putt on one for eagle. I drove the green and hit a and made that for eagle. So that was a huge point of my round, and kind of just played a little more steady than the first day. I had a bad start the first day, one over for through the first five holes, and the first five holes on this golf course is where you need to go 2 or 3 under to have a good round. And I just didn't do it the first day. I did it yesterday, so that's kind of the real key point of this golf course is 1 through 5.
Yeah, because 1 through 5 makes you think you can. I can handle this. I can do this.
But right, and especially like last year, yeah, I was 4 under through 5, and that kind of catapulted me to.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where the tournaments. I think you need to jumpstart where to play, have a good round.
Our defending champion Nick Mason coming back and tied for third. Where do you stay? What do you do besides play golf when you come back to Hawaii?
Not much. I mean, I try and get to the beach enough, but golf really takes everything. You know, I just I practice a lot down at Hawke Lake Country Club, and I like to do some other things too. I fish is pretty much about the other thing I do. But other than that, yeah, just golf and fish.
Cool. And where's home base now?
You know, I've set up home base at Denver and here. I have a place and have a beach now, so I stay here a lot.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So it would be easy to have you on the show. That's great. I don't want to tie up your time when you're so close to your tee time.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
we need to let you go and have a chat about golf when you're not. May you hit the sweet spot every time, my man. I really love you. You're a great guy. Nick
Thanks,
Mason,
Danielle.
Thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
So it's great. I mean, Nick's been playing. You know, like I said, he's been playing golf in Hawaii for years. Lelehua graduate, and then he went on. I think he won in Hilo, and then he won. and now he's made it part of his home base. It's really exciting. West Wailehua. So some of the things before this, we run out of time, and this has been a really exciting show, and I have no idea what time it is, but drive chip putt is really big now. And I think everybody kind of gave it a sort of like league golf for kids, you know, is that going to really take off? And drive chip putt is something the Masters, the PGA of America, the USGA, and who am I leaving out?
Those are our three main partners, the PGA of America and the USGA, and of course the lead association that's putting primarily the bill for all of this for the kids to experience is, you know, Augusta National and the Masters. And it's a very unique experience for all the kids. The first year that we had the program was actually last year here in the islands, and we had qualifiers on each of the main islands here in Hawaii and a sub-regional at Ko'olina Golf Course. And from there, we had about 15 kids advance to Torrey Pines in September of last year, and one of them came very close. I believe it was Ryan Terremoto came very close to qualifying.
Going to the Masters?
Yeah, I think he finished second overall. So when you look at that type of event and the opportunities for the kids, I mean, it's a lifetime opportunity. And the Aloha section, in partnership, of course, with the Masters and the USGA, is looking forward to the 2016 qualifiers this year over the summer break for the kids. So,
I didn't bring the dates with me, but it's easy to find it, right, online?
It's very easy to find. The website is drivechipandputt.com. Our first event is actually going to be on Kauai. I believe that's May 23rd, followed by Maui the week Saturday after that, and then on to the Big Island
and then Oahu.
Yeah.
And then we'll have another like sectional
sub-regional qualifier at Ko'olina. I believe the date for that would be the 18th.
And
so.
And then if your child makes it, you go to the Masters the week before.
Correct.
And you compete. And I got to tell you, their practice facility looks like a golf course.
Oh, their practice facility is exceptional, but. You know, the feedback and the experience for the kids is just phenomenal. And a few of my fellow executive directors attended last week's event. And the comments that we had on our national conference call yesterday for the executive directors was very positive. And the engagement from the membership at Augusta couldn't have been any better. And the support for the leadership, the executive leadership from Augusta and the PGA and the USGA is just phenomenally behind this project to support the growth of the game across the United States.
It's wonderful. And what I found, you know, everybody was like, okay, the first one was great, it was novel, but there was actually more positive, you know, it was even better this last drive chip putt. an even
Absolutely.
Better event. So that it's interesting to, and then they televise it on Golf Channel, and it's just kind of like it's wonderful. It's really wonderful for the children.
It's an experience that they'll never forget. Coming down Magnolia Lane there so early in the morning and being greeted by a member from Augusta and being escorted around the property. I mean, it's something that I think if I was their age, I'd definitely want the opportunity to experience.
So oh, yeah.
It's memorable.
Imagine what it puts in your mind what the possibilities for your life are.
Absolutely.
That's what I always think about giving. My mom would take my sister and I, even though we couldn't afford to go to an expensive hotel, we'd go to their restaurant. And then we'd learn how to sit like ladies in the restaurant. And we'd see what was around us in the restaurant and the people and how they behaved in the restaurant. You know, and that gave us that sense of inclusion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's what's important.
Absolutely. And I think the whole experience leading up to this year's event, the communication as well as the media exposure that the event got, I think was just phenomenal with the support of Golf Channel and all their partners to bring that buildup of excitement to the Masters as well as to the 2016 finals for Archer and Putt.
Awesome. Awesome. And Mark Souza, you're teaching still, right?
Correct. I give about 8 to 10 lessons a week, and my junior golf
yes.
lessons are starting to pick up some. In fact, we have our PGA Junior Golf League, which is going to be starting in June of this summer, and we've got so far for the private clubs, we've got Hawkeye, our club, Coalina, Wailea and Oahu Country Club. So we've got our juniors from ages 7 to 13, and we got 12 of them in, and we're going to be playing a scramble on Mondays, and we're going to do it on a challenging, each of those five different clubs there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Last year we started it, and we paired up with Oahu Country Club, but now we got enough juniors on our end to have our own team.
That's wonderful.
Right.
So this is the PGA of America making a golf event that's such a lonely sport for kids when they have to practice by themselves. Now they can get out as a team and actually have a whole bunch of fun.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's an engagement on all levels, and it is a program that we are strongly supporting on all the islands, which includes Poipu Bay Golf Course, the Ledbetter Academy on Maui, Kapalua Golf Course, Kahili Golf Course, so we're trying to engage as many facilities on the islands to create a league and to give that team exposure experience.
Who do they get in touch with? Let me see. West Wailea?
Actually, it's pretty simple. I mean, PGA JuniorGolfLeague.com will take them straight to the site, and they can register with the team on their island, and more information will be distributed from the team captains.
And the golf courses, they're the ones that are organizing the teams?
Yes.
So we need, if you want to get a golf course that's close to you to organize a team, what you need to say, hi, I've got some kids we want to do something.
You can reach out to them, or you can call us in the Section PGA office, and we'll get you in and connect with them.
That's fantastic, because I think this is fun. Well, you just said you have 12 kids.
Right, we got 12 kids, and it's going to be a 9-hole scramble to play 3 holes, and then we'll switch off. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's and they're going to have a golf shirt with a number on it, number 3. So it's going to be very similar to a little league.
Right, baseball.
Baseball,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like T-ball.
Absolutely. less pressure, just engaging the kids at the grassroots level so that we can continue to help grow them through the game.
That's neat. So, it's an entry point. I wanted to take my grandson to play golf, and there was fear that was struck in the hearts of the parents of the expense of buying the golf clubs and the expense of, all the things that come along with, and you can't just, one child wants the other one, then the other one, and everybody, so this is really fun. This is great. We need to take a break, and we're going to come back and wrap up the show right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. property, guard, and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX is a nearly indescribable thrill. To explain that thrill, we could have hired a proper documentarian.
The TLX stalks the hairpin turn. It waits with high-octane aggression. Let's watch as it devours the road with savage precision.
Or that voice from that movie trailer.
In a crowded luxury market, one sedan has what others only dream of. Sport Plus mode, 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, and plenty of cup holders.
Or even an enthusiastic play-by-play announcer.
And hitting cleanup, the TLX. Sport Plus mode's a huge advantage here. And oh, there's a drive deep right field. Back, back. This car's out of here.
We could have tried all of these, but nothing comes close to experiencing the thrill of the TLX like driving it. Come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit them today.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Well, in the last 4 minutes of the show here at the 2015 Mid-Pacific Country Club's Mid-Pack Open, I just wanted to ask and thank you, Mark Souza. You said that if there are any kids, even though you've got your team for league play, there's the opening, you bring them on over?
Absolutely. We're taking children with or without golf clubs from ages 7 to 13, and they just contact me in the golf shop here, and I'll make sure that we get them aboard.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark Souza, for being on the show. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're really cool. And I'm glad your foot is healing.
Yeah, thank you. Don't go jogging if you're over 60 on the beach. Right?
No jogging over 60
on the
beach.
You're right, right.
Okay,
right.
I'll put that in my memory bag.
Okay, thank you again, Danielle.
Thank you. Wes Wailehua, any final thoughts before we close the show?
You know, we're really looking forward to this great weekend here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. We have a strong partnership with Mid-Pac through the Aloha Section PGA, and it's an official event of the section now, one of two, which also includes the Maunalei Resort Hawaii State Open. I think the players are going to have a great weekend, and we're really glad to be out here supporting the event. So mahalo, Daniel, for all you do to help support us.
Yeah, this is important. When's the next event that the PGA, the Aloha Section?
Our next big event will be on May 18th back here at Mid-Pacific Country Club for the Aloha Section PGA Classic Scramble Foundation fundraiser. We're giving away $10,000 in student scholarships as well as building the programs for Drive, Chip, and Putt and PGA Junior League. So,
what date is that?
May 18th here at beautiful Mid-Pacific Country Club in Lanikai.
May 18th. And who do we get in touch with?
ASPGA.com.
ASPGA.com. Awesome. Okay, I have to wrap the show. I'm getting the old winded up here, girl. Aloha. Thank you so much for Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii, and for being a sponsor of the Golf Club Radio Show. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world, on your laptop or your smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii is your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends, they've got a special deal for you, so you get in touch with them. If you are an owner, is it 2008 Acura? In 2005, you'll get $1,000 off your lease if you get in touch with them today. So go take care of that. You can wrap it up with a bunch of other things like the military appreciation pricing. They're right next door now to the airport hotel. It's on Nimitz Highway. They've moved, so it's 3251 North Nimitz, next to Airport Hotel. Okay, it's a great location to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. Creative Plumbing, Oh, gosh, you guys, whether you're a building, you know, or you're in charge of a shopping center, custom home, or a townhouse, you just need to call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. It's your plumbing. Creative Plumbing. Playboo Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. So you know it's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Hey, if you think it's intimidating because those great guys played, don't be. Just tee it forward. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem. And Star Protection. For property threats, risk assessment, you get the guys on your property. They tell you where you are vulnerable. Then they will put the protection in place for your home or for your business or for your concert or your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection, what you need in Hawaii and in California. Thank you for your mana, and thank you to the Mid-Pacific Country Club for hosting us, the golf club. My name is Danielle Tucker. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.